Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to another round table. Such an anointed time we're having together here at the Signs of the Times ministry. And we just want you to know it's a great day here. The sun's shining. The birds are tweeting. The grass is growing. It's an awesome day. It's over 80 degrees outside. Glory to God. God is so good. It's just so wonderful to be God's child in the days that we live in. I'm just so happy for that. This is Brother Johnson, your host, and I'm glad to have here again with me Pastor Ralston and Pastor Evans. We are with you time after time again. Let me just say this. I want to tell you that what we do, none of the finances that are sent into Signs are used to pay us anything. We don't take any salary. It all goes into providing this audio for you, providing for the radio time. So we're glad to be here. We're glad that we have supporters, and we thank you all for it. May God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's not that we don't need offerings too. If you want to do that, that's fine. You can send them Brother Evans, send them me, send them Pastor Ralston. But these audios do need your support. Praise the name of the Lord. It is being reported that Russia's Putin and America's Bush are discussing plans to link the two countries by a 64-mile tunnel. We talked about this once before, and then we heard nothing about it for a long time. Now that Putin and Bush have met, or are planning to meet, I'm not sure which, they were going to discuss this. That would run under the Bering Strait between, now this is a Russian name, forgive me, Kakhchatka in the Russian Far East and Alaska. And the cost is estimated to be somewhere, the article said 30-something in pounds, but I believe that's close to 60 billion American. How do we think this bridge will affect us in the last days we're living in right now? And Pastor Ralston.
I believe this is just another bridge to global unity. I believe that's what the Lord showed me very clearly. Global unity of the devil's kind. The days of individual sovereignty for countries are over. Why would natural enemies unite unless there's a greater purpose or ambition developing like global control? See this very clearly in Revelation chapter 13 developing where the beast is rising up out of the sea. That's my personal feelings on this.
Pastor Evans.
It's amazing. I mean, Russia's just signed a pact with Libya to build a road clean across Libya. We see these other tunnels coming in there. And this one's coming right into Alaska. They want to build that superhighway that goes from one end of Mexico clear to Canada. That's knocking on the door of Alaska. You get clear to Canada, and you're up in that territory, Northwest Territory. There's good points, but then again, there's bad points. I mean, they can march right in with their troops. They can bring their weapons in. You realize that you can bring a truck, if you had a road from Russia to America, a whole fleet of trucks, faster than you could bring a boat. Boats are slow. But if we can get all this on the ground, they can move it fast. They can't always move it in the air fast because it could be detected and a warning could go out. But if they're going in these tunnels and stuff and they're using them as a regular means of transportation, nobody's even going to look twice. I would be very concerned.
America may be under the gun sooner than we think. I believe this is being set up. Did you know, did you realize that it's only 64 miles from Alaska to Russia? I mean, how close are they? They don't even need a good missile to get over that far. Oh, that is really close. But, you know, we're having one of those super highways that they're planning on building from Mexico through the United States right up into Canada. I wonder if this is a link that they're trying to put to that tunnel. They've got a plan. There's no doubt about it. There's a plan here. We don't know what that plan is. Oh, well, I can take a good guess. It's to conquer America. It's to conquer the world. All this stuff is being set up so it can be done, as Pastor Evans said, so easily and undetectable. I hadn't thought about that. That was a good point, Pastor Evans. It's easy to detect a boat. It's easy to detect a plane. But a tunnel underneath the ocean, I imagine that would be pretty difficult to detect what's moving through that tunnel. I'll bet you something else. I bet you won't get within 20 miles, I'll say that, but at least a mile of the entrance and exit to that tunnel. That's going to be really closely guarded. You're not going to get anywhere near that. You're not going to be able to see what goes in and out of that tunnel. Isn't that amazing? I'm wondering, I can remember back in one of our tent meetings here a few years ago, then Pastor Evans just caught us all by surprise. He called a few of us up to ask us what God was saying to us and to give a prophetic word of what we thought was going to happen. And I remember the one thing that God spoke to my heart was that we'd see the blue helmets here in the United States. Wouldn't that be an interesting way to get them into the United States through that tunnel? That's something. Praise the Lord. Anyway, any other comments before I move on? Pastor Ralston.
The only comment I would say, it's very sad to my heart and to my mind to think of the billions, it's in the trillions, and whatever goes beyond the trillions, I don't know that number of what is being used for war money. And if we were to tally it up for the purpose of make it convenient for wars, that saddens my heart. This money seems like it could be used in a better way in other directions.
I'm not sure what it would be for that amount either, but I can tell you that in computer language, a gigabyte is up there in the billions. So the next thing above a gigabyte in computer language is a tetrabyte. So maybe it's a tetragillion that we're going to have to spend. Go ahead. Pastor Evans.
I just read an interesting article in the newspaper. It was from China and Japan. They're willing to lend any nation the money that they need to feed their people. Warning, warning, warning.
I believe there was a prophetic word posted on the Reading One website, something similar to that. Might have been from the lips of the same fellow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we know that when God speaks, even though he uses human lips, it's God's lips that are speaking, God's heart that is speaking. Glory to God. Pastor Evans, go ahead.
Remember in this report here, it was talking about Iran, and the guys from Israel said that if they own the oil fields, they'll own the countries.
Praise God. Amen. I hear that Iraq has given out new oil contracts over there. And I find that very interesting, especially since all our tax dollars are paying for that. We won't get any of that. I can remember back when we took Iraq, some general opened up an oil spigot and said, now America's in the oil business. Where did it go? Where did all that money go? Where is this money going to go? I tell you one thing, it's not going to go in your pocket. It's not going to go in my pocket. It's not going to go in your car. It's not going to go in my car. It's going to go into the pockets, and if you'll excuse this, of the fat cats. The big, deep pockets of the fat cats. And the poor Iraqis who need it aren't going to get it.
Right.
Your tax dollars are still going to be used up because I truly believe that they want this to be a third world country. They're trying to do that, and I think they're accomplishing it. Okay, let's go on. Recent advances in cloning research indicate a new and safer way has been found to grow human-compatible organs in animals. And I find this kind of interesting. Maybe you fellows won't see that, or you folks out there, but this is interesting to me because I was a scientist at one time, and I was involved in some of the original genetic research, and I'm not proud of that, by the way, that started all this mess. I would tell my bosses, and I would walk out sometimes when they would do certain things that I didn't agree with. I would actually walk out, and it had a lot to do with this cloning, where they would try to grow a cell into many cells in the petri dish. They would come into the lab to do that. I'd walk out. Call me when you're done. I'm leaving. I didn't keep that job long. Anyway, for instance, Dr. Adams enters the room of his patient with good news. A heart has become available for transplant for Robert, whose life expectancy is limited to only months without surgery. Dr. Adams explains that the heart is available not from a human donor. Now remember, this is a scenario here. It's not something that actually happened. But from a pig. The pig was conceived and raised at a medical farm for pigs that have received human stem cells at an embryonic stage, thus allowing their hearts to be compatible for human transplantation. And this is a reality now. It can be done. It just isn't being done yet. This short scenario actually offers us an opportunity to examine two distinct but overlapping moral concerns. Number one, using non-human organs for human transplantation. And number two, the chimera, which means some sort of person or an animal that's really more than one type of person or animal, or a combination of both. Creating a person or animals with two genetically distinct cell types. In fact, these are not issues that are a part of science fiction, but are actually at society's front door. How do you, brethren, feel about this. Is it playing God? Pastor Evans.
Yes, I believe so. Doctors, scientists, everybody's trying to cause people to live forever. It would be nice, maybe. I don't know. But I realize the Bible says we're not going to, so I've accepted that. I have no problem with that. I'm not ready to die, don't get me wrong. But it seems like they're trying harder and harder and harder to be God, that we'll never have to die. And that's going to be a lie of the Antichrist, too.
That's right.
Well, you're not going to die. Well, this is not so. There's no tree of life, whether you've got an animal's heart or who you got. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. They're going to die. Once to die. We can't get away from it.
Yes, amen. We need to accept the boundaries that God has already set up. To violate that is a big mistake. Genesis 1:26 says that God made man in his image. And so we need to see already that man is tampering with what God has already done. I did a little study on this just to find out what they do here. When it comes to cloning, the DNA, the information of an individual is removed and placed in the nucleus of an embryonic cell, which also has had the DNA removed from that. You're already tampering with something that God's already established and has assembled. The Bible says we've been knit together by the Lord in our mother's womb. He's already been doing something special in our lives even before we were born. And I know that goes against what everybody has to say. They try to say that we're insignificant until we're actually born, but that's not what the Word of God tells us. And I understand that when they do this kind of thing, the duplication is very complicated and it's very slim. It's not necessarily a high percentage that it's going to take. So we're talking about doing this over and over and over again. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be able to have something from an animal, I don't know about you, placed inside of me. You know, I'm human. I'm not an animal. So there you go again. It's the Word of God. I know I believe that they tried to do things similar to this in the years ago, and it brought the judgment of God. I wouldn't doubt in my mind that they tampered with stuff like this in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. I wouldn't doubt in my mind they tampered with stuff like this in the days of Noah. And where the imagination of the hearts of men was only evil at all times, and instead of trying to glorify God with what God had given them, they began to try to do their own thing and develop their own society and change things according to the desires of their own heart. The Bible says judgment came down and destroyed it all. All men were destroyed. God only saved Noah, his wife, his three boys, and their three wives. Now you tell me, what's going to happen in these last days if we're going to try to do the same thing all over again? Will not history repeat itself? In fact, the Scripture tells us that God is going to judge it, and He's going to judge it by fire, and He's going to destroy again. So where is the safe place? The safe place is in the Lord. The safe place is in His Word. The safe place is accepting what God has established, that it is appointed for man only once to die, then after that, the judgment. And we're judged according to what we say and what we do here on earth. And we might take the time to look at God's Word so we know what pleases the Lord. I tell you what pleases the Lord, accepting His Son, Jesus Christ, and what He has done for you and His sacrifice upon the cross. And God made it possible that we can live forever, but that forever word, that forever eternity, that forever life is only found in Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, He gave us enough proof that it can happen, because after He died, He came back to life by the power of God, thus giving us an opportunity to know that we too will be like the Lord and we can live with Him forever. Let me just quickly read to you from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, a banner that's right above us here. It says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Pastor Evans.
You know, what we forget, and when we do all this, God gave man a lease on earth. Earth is running out. We know it. The oxygen, the water, fish are vanishing. I mean, we're running out of supplies here on earth. So what does it do to create you and I to live for a million years if it was possible? So really, when you look at this, you can see that God's way is best, not man's.
Amen. I too want to be open to God's plan, not man's plan, not the Antichrist plan. That's for sure. Amen. Hallelujah. So
So we're seeing these things happening right here, right now, today. And I want to tell you, before I close this part of it, we're talking about playing God here in this round table. There is a new technique that Pastor Ralston might not have found when he did his research. And they've found a way to do what Pastor Ralston said, but do it simpler and have it work effectively. So they are at a point where they can now create human being from another human being. Doesn't matter if it's male, doesn't matter if it's female. And they can do it. They've done it in mice. And I can't remember all of what I read about that, but I get to look at some of this stuff because I guess it's the old scientist in me. I don't know. Hallelujah. But there is another thing that I wanted to talk about before we end this, and we're not going to get to the other stuff here. This is the way it's been lately. There's been so much news to get to that I can't get to it all. Every time I do a radio program, I end up with half of the news. I can't do it. So let's get to this one, though. There is a new religion that's spreading. That might sound like just recently, and it is recently when you consider the time span that we've lived in, but it's been over the past 80 years. It's called Santo, and I don't even know if I can pronounce this right. It's D-A-I-M-E, Diam. That's how I would pronounce it. I don't know Spanish all that well. It's amazing how a lot of this stuff comes from Santeria, and all these things come from the Spanish area of the world. But in any event, its central sacrament in this religion is the consumption of a hallucinogenic class A drug, DMT. Now, I'm going to use the initials because I couldn't pronounce the thing if I had it here anyway. DMT. Santo Diam groups believe that Ayahuasca, or Diam as they call it, now listen to this, is a manifestation of Jesus Christ that brings them closer to God. My, what blasphemy. But many times the drug induces horrible, terrifying dreams. This religion is less than 80 years old, but in recent times it has spread throughout South America to the U.S. and Canada, the Far East, Australia's and across mainland Europe, and on to the U.K. Does this tie into the end times, brethren, do you believe in some way? Pastor Ralston.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The scripture tells us that sorcerers are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and this is nothing but sorcery.
Amen.
And I believe it's in Revelation, either chapter 1 or 22, it talks about the sorcerers, amongst many others, the liars, what have you, that are going to be on the outside looking in, just like it was in the days of Noah. Oh, drug use. Wow. In order to be a part of this religion, you've got to take a drug. I understand it, and again, Brother Johnson pronounced it a certain way. I try to pronounce it a certain way. Ayahuasca, it sounds to me, and I know I'm being a little funny about this, but it sounds like ayahuasca because they mix a couple of plants. They take a vine and a leaf, a vine jagubi and a leaf chacrona, but I tell you what, it's bad stuff. In fact, one of the things that takes place when people take this drug is vomiting. And what they're told there is when that vomiting takes place, it's a mean of spiritual purification. Oh, man, I tell you what, that is not good. And then once they take that drug, they have visions, hallucinations. It takes them right into the spirit world. And I don't like the sounds of this at all. In fact, here's a testimony of one person who took it. He says he felt like he had a near-death experience. Everything became blue-lit. And white and deathly. The people look like filaments dressed in white. Wow! They call it a psychedelic key. They call it the vine of souls, this drug that they take, the visionary vine or the vine of death. It places users in touch with a realm that is apparently inhabited by discarnate entities of a intelligent nature. It gets them right in connection actually with the devils. Immediately when they take this drug, God speaks totally against that. In fact, what the drug does is it becomes God to them. And they have to have the drug, you know, and they begin to get involved with this. And God is totally against that. In fact, what does the Bible say? No man can come to God the Father but by Jesus Christ. Pastor Evans.
You know, we've seen the drug use for all the way through the 90s. On into the 2000s now, and we can see why this would grow so fast. People want to be on different kinds of drugs. They want to have these highs and these experiences that you can't have in the natural way. When I look at it, I read too, I am a wacko. Because they get into that, they are a wacko. I mean, they almost die. Some do die. The demons take over. Oh, it's a form of witchcraft, worship of the worst kind. And it just addicts them, like he says. They can't get off of it. They've got to have it. They're possessed until the day they die, until they kill themselves. And eventually that's exactly what they'll do. They'll kill themselves. And yet they'll tell everybody, oh, how good it feels when they're on it. And they'll lie to you because they know deep down the pain, the suffering, all that they're going through. This is not fun at all. I'd like to be able to get off, but I can't.
Well, that's exactly the opposite of the way it is with God. You should want to get on, and He'll let you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I used to do a lot of witnessing in a church in the area where I met Pastor Ralston. I did a lot of counseling and things with street kids down there. And I used to tell these street kids, if you want the best high there is, try Jesus. Because you will feel like you are floating, and you will have no side effects, no after effects, no headaches. You won't try to kill yourself. And they used to, this one couple, three, four, five, I don't know how many, they used to cut themselves, like in the Bible where the prophets of Baal used to do that. There's really nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. So I want to tell you all that what we're seeing today is just a change. I mean, even the New Age is not new at all. There's nothing new about the New Age. It's old occultism warmed over. I just want to let you know that Jesus Christ does love you. We all know that the Lord does love you. We want you to know that you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you don't know how to do that, there's always information at the end of these messages to let you know how to contact Signs Ministries. If you would like Brother Evans to respond to you, you let me know that. Leave your address. Leave your email. I'll see you get it. You'd like Pastor Ralston to do that? Same thing. You'd like me to do that? Same thing. But I just want you to know that we care about you. We care about you enough to warn you about these things and what the Bible says. What we didn't get to, and we're going to have to do this, we'll have to do a getting chipped roundtable. Because there are new chips out there that are enhanced. There's tracking technology being involved in these chips now. Doctors are now saying they want human microchipping to start, and they've got all their good reasons. I'm not saying they're not. We'll have to get to these at a later time, because this roundtable has already gone a little longer than I wanted it to. So I want to thank you all for listening. May God bless you real good. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maranatha, my friends, watchman shofar.
Glory.
Glory.
The audio file you just listened to was brought to you as an outreach of Signs of the Times International Ministries. If you would like to help audio like this be made available for others, especially those outside the USA who cannot afford to help, please send your love gift to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. And may God bless you for it. Maranatha.